morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, from Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Our brother, Victor Laurel, will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of this of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 13, Praise Ye the Lord the Almighty.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Hope the Lord has blessed you abundantly this week. We were energized because we just got back from seeing our grandson. So we were able to see him Friday and Saturday, and he's growing and happy and healthy. So why don't we sing number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty. Let's sing the first and the last stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. O ye who hear, now to his temple draw near, join me in glad adoration. Verse 4, praise ye the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now, praise us before him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly for high we adore him. Why don't we all turn to hymn number 224? I know whom I have believed. 224, we'll sing the first and the fifth stanzas. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to unto him against that. Verse 5, I know not when my Lord may come, night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. What beautiful words is that? And let us all rise to sing number 256, It Is Well With My Soul. We'll sing the first and the fourth. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. verse 4. And Lord, haste the day when my fate shall be sighed. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well. Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you. So please remain standing. And I would like to, you know, just give you all just remind you that, you know, Pastor and Raquel are back here with us today. What a blessing that is that they are safely with us. And they had a blessed report and a trip. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you are in the hearts and the minds of your people, that you have committed yourself to dwell with us for all eternity. You have promised to never leave us nor forsake us, but to comfort us in our times of need and our times of difficulties. You have promised to be with us, to bless us, to strengthen us, and to help us. Lord, as the psalmist writes in Psalm 46, verse 10, that be still and know that I am God. Lord, there are many times when we must remember that you are in control, and that all things are in your hands. Lord, we do lift up to you Dwight Forsey as he recovers from his surgery and is having a difficult recovery time, for Pedro Apolinar, for Ann Peretto, and in their health problems, that you would strengthen them and help them. For Helen Menig, who fell sick this morning, heal her, Lord, and strengthen her. For Jerry Kamalayar, who had knee surgery, for Miriam Lacey, for Myrna Jones. Be with Don McDowell as in the biopsy report. Lord, bless his body and strengthen him. For Maida Kong as she begins chemo and on Monday. Bless these people and give them comfort in you and encourage them to rejoice always in you because you are their God. And we thank you, Father, that you have done a mighty work in bringing Pastor and Raquel back with us today, that they could be with us today again and we can rejoice together with them, knowing that you have a great ministry and future for them in service to you. Father, we thank you for the many servants of God that you have throughout this world and that you have allowed us to support Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, and Eusebio Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Vandano in Guatemala, Central America, and Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America. Thank you for the Ministry of Informed Choices in Gilroy as they help those that are pregnant. Be with Daniel and Miriam Lacey working in Roadways Ministries, Fred and Carol Lewis at the Worldview Center in Portland, Oregon. Encourage each of them to communicate your word with grace and with compassion, but also with your authority and truth, that hearts and minds and lives would be turned towards you, because you're the only hope, you're the only God. Bless us, Lord, in this time to know you and to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1264. We will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that by your grace and the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can come before you in prayer. We thank you for the written word, which doesn't change, even as you don't change. Our trust and confidence is in you and is reflected in that word and not in what the world offers. Help us to bear afflictions with patience and to be content with knowledge that you are in control of all our circumstances. We take heart in that the scripture says all things work together for good for those that love you. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him as he comes to preach the word. And if there be some listening on the radio and internet and CD who are in unbelief, give them ears to hear and understand and believe the gospel and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated.